from WLEN, Lenawee's local news station. This is State and Local News from the WLEN Newsroom.
Good afternoon. Right now we have sunny skies, 55 degrees in downtown Adrian. Reporting for 103.9 WLEN, Lenawee's local news station, I'm Ian Wendt. The news at noon being brought to you by Quality Cleaning. Let the pros at Quality Cleaning help you keep your house or business spotless. Visit qualitycleaning.pro today. We have the following traffic tie-ups via the Lenawee County Road Commission today. Yankee Road between Treat Highway and Hodges Highway closed for paving. Gorman Road between Hodges and Crockett Highways down to one lane for paving as well. Laberty Road between Piotr Highway and Wellsville Highway closed for shoulder removal. Hodges Highway and Gorman Road intersection down to one lane for drainage work. Piotr Highway between Deerfield Road and McMahon Road closed one lane for shoulder work. Elliott Highway between Horton Road and Packard Road down to one lane also for a shoulder replacement. Culvert work closed Beecher Road between Hughes Highway and Henning Highway today. If you see a traffic tie-up yourself, be a WLEN traffic tipster. Call 517-263-1039. The Adrian City Engineering Services has announced paving for downtown parking lots next week. Portions of North Winter Street parking lot in downtown will be closed for paving Tuesday the 21st. A section will be paved first, and then when that's completed, the second section will be paved. The North Winter Street lot will be closed entirely for seal coating and striping October 25th and 26th. All surrounding businesses will be open downtown during construction. The Tecumseh Planning Commission has approved a plan change for the Lone Oak Housing Project on Bishop Reed Drive. The update allows 37 single-family rental homes to be built on just over 9 acres. A private company will manage the homes, which will be designed to meet city building and safety rules. Development Services Director Ed Engel spoke with WLEN News and said the project maintains high standards.
These homes are not, and I think what's happened, the clouded view in our minds saying it's a renter means it's a lower type of community. These are not. These are high-end homes, well-built. They have to adhere to all the strict Michigan building codes, and also because of the density, there's fire regulations that are going into this development. So it's well thought out. It wasn't just put together last weekend. In the state of Michigan is on board with this type of development. I think it fits our area. It fits our master plan. These are not done incorrectly. So that's what I'm saying as far as the integrity and how they're built, fire separation. I think it's going to be a well. In the event, if I was in the market, I would be tempted to come in and live in one of these homes.
Again, that was Development Services Director Ed Engel. The proposal now heads to the Tecumseh City Council for their final approval. State Senator Joseph Bellino, who represents Michigan's 16th District, that covers Hillsdale, Lenawee, and Monroe counties, will hold local office hours in Morenci later this month. Bellino says his goal is to meet directly with residents to hear their concerns and offer help with state issues. He'll be available for one-on-one meetings Friday, October 24th, from 2:30 to 4 p.m. at Morenci City Hall at 118 Orchard Street. No appointment is needed. Anyone who cannot attend can contact his office toll-free, 855-347-8016, or email senjbellino@senate.michigan.gov. Bellino encourages residents from across his district or to stop by and share their thoughts on state government. The Adrian Civil Air Patrol is hosting an open house for local students, parents, and community members next Tuesday, October 21st. This event will be held from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Civil Air Patrol building at the Lenawee County Airport on Cadmus Road in Adrian. Organizers say the open house will highlight opportunities for students ages 12 to 18 to join Civil Air Patrol and learn about aviation, leadership, and aerospace education. Adults are also encouraged to attend and learn how they can get involved. The Civil Air Patrol serves as the official civilian auxiliary of the U.S. Air Force and provides youth development, search and rescue, and disaster response services nationwide. For more information, contact Lieutenant Colonel Richard King, 517-403-4799. Or go to GoCivilAirPatrol.com. Michigan lawmakers cut regular state funding to restore, enhance, and acquire wetlands by $2 million in the new budget. However, money for a project in Lenawee County still has funding. Dale Gartner reports.
Next year's $81 billion budget included only $1 million for the DNR to acquire and restore wetland areas that provide wildlife habitat, flood control, and water filtration. According to the DNR, the reduction follows dedicated line items for wetland protection of $2 million in 2024 and $3 million in 2025. That money built on a $10 million 2023 supplemental appropriation set aside for Great Lakes watershed restoration projects in areas such as the Lake Erie and Saginaw Bay watersheds, where nutrient reduction, flood control, and habitat connectivity are high priorities. MLive.com reports that Audubon praised the continuation of funding, but called the reduction a setback for conservation work across Michigan, where the state has already lost about half of its historic wetlands. Audubon had urged lawmakers to maintain last year's funding level. According to the DNR, 2024-25 funded projects included one in Lenawee County, 90 acres of wetlands acquired for protection in partnership with Ducks Unlimited in Clayton. I'm Dale Gartner, WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.
Local, state, and world news anytime at WLEN.com. WLEN News Time is 12:09.
I hate cleaning my room, but my mom loves a clean house. Her favorite saying is, a clean home is a happy home, but you never seem that happy. She spent all her time scrubbing and sweeping instead of hanging out with me, until she called Quality Cleaning. Now we have time to play games and go to the movies. She even has time to coach my team. She likes Quality Cleaning so much that she even hired them to clean her office too.
Spend more time with your family. Call Quality Cleaning today. Don't stress, we'll clean the mess.
Bowman Chevrolet will host a free trunk or treat on Thursday, October 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. in Clinton. Families can walk car to car and collect candy from festively decorated trunks. Organizers say there will be music, cider, and donuts. Costumes are encouraged for all ages. Participation is free, but trunk registration is required, so email GINA Garavaglia at BowmanChevy.com or call 248-605-7510. That will be on Thursday, the 23rd, 5 to 7 p.m. at Bowman Chevrolet of Clinton. A new four-week class in Adrian will help parents and caregivers maximize their child's early development. Active Parenting, first 5 years, begins Monday, November 3rd, and continues on November 10th, 17th, and 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Porter Center on Sutton Road. The free program, written by parenting expert Dr. Michael Popkin, covers topics such as understanding a baby's cry, building a strong bond, using mindfulness to keep calm, and effective discipline that children can understand. Child care is available, and participants who attend all sessions will receive a certificate. There will also be weekly prize drawings for those who attend. Interested parents should contact Lisa Ack at the Lenawee Intermediate School District for more information. A link to register will be available at WLEN.com. Adrian College's Department of Performing Arts will present its fourth annual Halloween concert Sunday, October 26th at 3 p.m. in Dawson Auditorium. This free event will feature spooky and fun selections performed by the Adrian College Symphony Orchestra, College Choir, Women's A Cappella Ensemble, Marching Band, and Soloist. Assistant Professor of Music Philip Clark says the concert has become a campus and community favorite, bringing together students, families, and local residents for an afternoon of festive music and Halloween fun. Costumes are encouraged for all attendees. Even the performers and directors will be dressed up. So for more information, email Philip Clark at pclark@adrian.edu. A police officer sustained minor injuries after a person rammed him into a car during a traffic stop. The person, MLive.com reports, whose age and gender were not released, had been stopped by Eastern Michigan University Police shortly after midnight Monday for driving while their license was suspended. Melissa Thrasher, spokesperson for the university's police department, said they were stopped near LaForge Road and Woburn Drive in Ypsilanti Township. Thrasher said the person then hit the officer with their vehicle and fled the scene. The officer sustained minor injuries and was treated at the hospital. He has since been released. Thrasher said the driver was later arrested and is pending arraignment. Three people, including an infant, were taken to the hospital in critical condition Wednesday morning after a crash with a dump truck. Crews were working to remove a vehicle from a small wooded area on 7 Mile Road near Dixboro Road in Salem Township at around 11:30 a.m. Wednesday. A smashed car with a broken windshield was overturned. A woman, an infant, and another young child were taken to the hospital in critical condition, according to MLive.com, and confirmed by Jim Ranchwall, chief of the Salem Township Fire Department. The crash happened on the border of Salem and Northfield Townships. They said a firefighter with the department was on scene in roughly 30 seconds. He had been at a house across the street from the crash. Emergency crews were called to the scene shortly after 10 a.m. for the crash between the vehicle and a truck carrying an excavator. The driver and passenger of the truck were uninjured. State Representative Jennifer Wartz and the City of Bronson have secured $609,000 in state funding for upgrades to the city's wastewater treatment facility. The money will replace the aging ultraviolet disinfection system that was first installed in 1993. City officials say the old system has outlived its useful life and is now being operated manually after a lightning strike disabled its control panel. Wartz said the funding shows how state and local leaders can work together to protect communities. Bronson City Manager Brandon Mersman added that the new system will improve water safety, reduce repair costs, and ensure reliable operation for years to come. The funds were approved as part of the new state budget signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer earlier this month. And a former police officer from Michigan will serve jail time for his role in a child sex trafficking sting. Brian Vish has that story.
A former Clio officer caught in a child sex trafficking sting has been sentenced to 45 days in jail and 5 years on probation. 61-year-old Jeffrey Morningstar pleaded guilty in August to one count of using a computer to commit a crime. In exchange, prosecutors dropped two additional charges, child sexually abusive activity and accosting a child for immoral purposes. The Genesee County Sheriff's Office reports that Morningstar was caught during a 2024 ghost operation, a sting targeting individuals seeking to purchase minors for sex. Sheriff Chris Swanson said Morningstar responded to an undercover officer posing as a trafficker selling a 15-year-old in Burton. Morningstar, a former officer with departments in Detroit, Millington, Clio, and Longboat Key, Florida, will also be required to register as a sex offender for 25 years. I'm Brian Vish for WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.
Taking a look now at our local obituaries, funeral services for 84-year-old Thomas Alfred Cutler of Adrian will be this afternoon at 2 at the Wackley Funeral Home in Adrian. Funeral mass for 64-year-old Deborah Ann Byington Vargas of Tecumseh will be Friday at 10:30 at Holy Family Parish St. Mary's Campus, Anderson Mary Funeral Home, assisting with those arrangements. Funeral services for 99-year-old Jewel Bob Roberts of Fremont, Ohio, will be Saturday at 11 at Anderson Mary Funeral Home in Adrian. Funeral services for 78-year-old Freddie O'Quinn of Tecumseh will be on Saturday at 1 p.m. at Gloria Day Lutheran Church, Tecumseh, arrangements under the care of Handler Funeral Home. A funeral service for 67-year-old Timothy J. Rogers of Deerfield will be Saturday at 3 p.m. at Wagley Funeral Home, Tax Old Chapel, Blissfield. A memorial service for 85-year-old Owen Dennis Willett of Adrian will be Monday the 20th, 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Adrian, arrangements under the guidance of Wagley Funeral Home. Sign up for WLEN's weekday newsletter at WLEN.com. WLEN News Time is 12:17.
I don't care what anyone says. I have the best wife. She takes great care of our kids. She's amazing in business. She's the best cook. She's easy on the eyes. And she puts up with me. She really loves a clean house, and the kids and I aren't the tidiest bunch. I wanted to show her how grateful I am for all she does, so I called Quality Cleaning. They clean, so we... Okay, so she doesn't have to. She deserves time to enjoy life and do things she loves. Having Quality Cleaning come to our home gives her peace of mind. Call Quality Cleaning. Don't stress. They'll clean the mess.
Taking a look now at our lottery jackpots. Lotto 47, that continues to climb. Nobody hit that number last night, so it's up to $15.4 million. That next drawing will be on Saturday. Our Powerball estimated jackpot, no big winner there. So the jackpot for Saturday's draw is up to $295 million. and our Friday estimated jackpot on the Mega Millions. That's the large one now, $625 million. From our community highlights, a reminder that the Lenawee Humane Society is hosting their Halloween Ball tomorrow at Adrian College at 6 p.m. That will include games and contests, live and online auctions, and attendees are encouraged to dress to impress. Registration is open. Go to lenhumanesoc.org. With the latest on the weather, let's turn to the National Weather Service in Detroit. For Lenawee County today, looking at sunny skies, a high up near 65. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 40. Friday, partly sunny, a high near 68 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 51. Saturday, a 60% chance for rain afternoon. Partly sunny, a high near 79. South wind 10, gusting near 24. Saturday night, 90% chance for showers. Could see a thunderstorm around midnight and a low of 50 degrees Saturday night. For Sunday, showers 80% likely, a high near 64 degrees. For weather updates anytime, log on to WLEN.com. Beautiful sunny skies here in our listening area. Temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. We are looking at Blissfield, 57 degrees. Tecumseh, 57. And right now in Adrian, we're holding back at 56 degrees. The news at noon was brought to you by Quality Cleaning. When you need a deep clean or weekly cleaning at your home or business, visit qualitycleaning.pro. More local and state news in headline form at 3 and 4 o'clock. Our next full newscast will be at 5. For 103.9 WLEN, Lenawee's local news station, I'm Ian Wendt.
Count on WLEN, Lenawee's local news station, to keep you informed with accurate and dependable information 24 hours a day.